Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Under President Barack Obama's landmark Power Africa initiative, the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, recently launched a new assistance program that aims to improve power distribution performance and increase connections in Nigeria. The two-year agreement will provide management consultation to three Nigerian distribution companies. The agreement will also advance major infrastructure investments and strengthen systems in the distribution companies. U.S. Ambassador James Entwistle witnessed the signing in Abuja between USAID partner Power Africa Transactions Reforms Program and the chief executives of the Abuja, Benin, and Eco Distribution Companies. We believe that distribution companies are the starting point for improving the entire power sector value chain, said Ambassador Entwistle. Through improving the performance of distribution companies, we will see increased electricity supply and access. Our joint efforts will improve the lives of countless Nigerians and serve as a model for other African countries. Announced by President Obama in 2013, Power Africa is working with sub-Saharan African governments, the private sector, and other partners, including Nigeria, to add more than 30,000 megawatts of cleaner, more efficient electricity generation capacity and 60 million new connections by 2030. The initiative has already helped financially close over 4,000 megawatts worth of transactions, representing almost 14% of the initial 30,000 megawatt goal. In Nigeria, Power Africa supports the strengthening of the energy sector through credit enhancement, grants, technical assistance, and investment promotion efforts. Power Africa is also working to mobilize affordable and long-term financing to support capital and operational expenditure requirements for successor generation and distribution companies to accelerate electricity market development. The United States is proud to partner with Nigeria to help meet the country's power needs for a better future for the people of Nigeria and Africa.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.